How's it going out here your first couple of days?
Great, Mike? Great. I mean, we're happy to have these guys. They're working hard, trying to compete, trying to stay up. It's tough at this time of year because these guys are trying to be competitive. We got a lot of guys in here that are tryout guys, and they're trying to make the team, and they should be. But we're also conscious of staying away from the quarterback. It's a non-contact camp, and we got to stay up. So we're trying to do that, and they have done that. And we throw a lot at them.
What are the initial challenges when you're bringing such a large group of guys in who don't have any NFL experience?
Right. I mean, the first time they meet each other is 5 or 6 o'clock on Thursday. And they're from all over the country. They get handed a playbook and an iPad, and we grind them. We grind them at 7, and we start coaching them. And then we come out on the field the next day. So they don't have a whole lot of time to get to know each other, which is critical when you're playing football, that you know the guy next to you. And then, you know, the new playbook. A lot of this stuff is the same, but it's called something different. And so they have to be able to translate that into what they can remember from college with our terminology.
It's pretty hands-on out there in the individual, working with the inside linebackers and things like that. You stick mainly with the linebackers?
No, I think that's just kind of how it went today. There was something going on in a coverage that was being put in that I wanted to go over there and kind of show them and work with Rashawn and Tyrone and the rest of the backers. But I try to get around to all the groups. I try to see what everybody's doing, just like I try to get into the meeting rooms and see what's going on and help coach this team and help our assistant coaches try to reach their guys.
Do you want Landry and Evans to set any kind of tone at this, and how much can they do it?
Well, I think the tone that they can set is leadership right now. I think that for them to go out there and set a tone physically with contact would not be what we're looking for. I think what we're looking for is that these guys come in and they act like pros from the get-go, and that they know what they're supposed to do. They communicate with the guys next to them, and they finish, and they compete, and then they set a great example for those guys on the field. And then, you know, obviously when we get to July and August in training camp, you know, we're going to expect them to play physical when we get pads on.
Have they been doing that in your mind?
I think so. Yeah. I think a lot of guys have. I think that, you know, the first thing is, you know, these guys, they're nervous, you know, and I learned when I sat in Coach Combs' meeting on Thursday night that it's okay to be nervous, because when you're nervous, that means you care. And, you know, I kind of shook my head and I said, you know what, if you pay attention and focus, you learn something every day. And so for a lot of them, you know, there is some nerves, but which is good, because they want to try to impress us, and they want to try to earn a spot on this roster.
What are you looking for out of some of the guys that maybe have a chance?
Can they take the meeting to the field? Are they able to process a lot of new information and go out and let it slow down for them and play fast? You know, everything we talked to about with our veteran players and these rookies are, you know what to do and play fast and aggressive. And that's what we're going to ask of them all year. There's going to be mistakes, but we're going to make them going full go.
Can you talk a little bit about Landry and his natural athleticism, his flexibility, and how much you think that will help him as a passer?
I think any time that you can add speed and athleticism with some physicalness as an outside linebacker, those are all characteristics that we would be looking for. And so when we scout those guys, you know, whether that be Finch or whether that be Harold and the other guys that we have in here that we've added since maybe the draft, whether it be Jamil President that we signed on waivers. But, you know, you look at Rack and Morgan and what those guys have done here in the past and moving forward. I've been real impressed with those guys' willingness to learn maybe a technique or two that may be new to them. And I think that as a veteran player, that's not always the easiest thing, because they've had success in this league. And so now here some new coaches are coming in, and they've been very, very receptive to the coaching. And they've kind of given us everything they had to try to learn maybe one or two new things. So I've been very impressed with that, and I told both of those guys that on Thursday after they finished up their workout.
Adjustment, like whether it's for Landry standing up more, maybe for Falk being under center more. I mean, what is all that like for?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's something that I went through as a player, and that was difficult when you play one position in college, and you know, then you show up here, and they're asking you to do something new, and to drop, and to stand in a 2-point stance, or go under center. When for 4 years, this is a quarterback that was predominantly in the shotgun, and to learn the pro style, or receivers that maybe seeing different coverages, or linemen that are learning a new blocking scheme, you know. And so for all those guys across the board, there's going to be something new, and that's what we evaluate. Can they adjust pretty quickly, and can they be flexible and learn more than one position?
Mike, with the small draft, you've got a lot of positions with no draft pick. Does it matter to you? Does it say something to you that a guy's trying to get to the head of the line? How does a guy establish? How do you establish the order?
You know, there's no real set lines. You know, I think it's just the kind of, you know, the guys that get up there are the guys that get up there. But, you know, there's a depth chart. There has to be a depth chart. You know, there's a depth chart when our veterans are here. We can only play with 11. So everybody's, you know, we made sure that I asked the coaches to make sure that everybody's getting equal reps, because really that's the only way that you can evaluate them. So to have one guy that we drafted get 70% of the reps and a guy that, you know, flew across the country on a tryout basis get, you know, 2 reps a day, I don't think that would be fair. So first thing we did is we asked our coaches to kind of script it so there was equal reps, that these guys could get, you know, good opportunity to be evaluated on film. You know, we do some open field tag off drills that can identify kind of guys that how they play in space, and if a runner can break a guy down and burst to the corner. So there's different things that we do through the course of practice that can help us identify that, and also how they respond in the meetings. Are they picking things up, or they someone or a player that doesn't make the same mistake twice?
Drill, does it matter if a guy wants to go first?
No, I don't. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't, because, you know, we have some veteran here that those guys would just assume, you know, get a drink of water. Sometimes somebody's getting a drink of water when you're going drill to drill. I mean, it certainly never hurts, but I don't evaluate who's the first in line. I evaluate what they're doing when they get the chance to do it.
What do you remember about your leadership in Evans and Landry, particularly when it goes to Evans? How does a rookie lead when it comes to emerging with the rest of the team?
Well, I think the first thing they do is they learn and they go hard and they play hard and they finish. I think that's the first thing, is that they know what to do. Because if you don't know what to do, there's a lot of veteran players that are going to refuse to play with you. They're going to ask me to remove them from the field because they're making mistakes and they're costing the team. So that would be that was what the first thing I told them. I said, when our guys get in here on Monday, you better know what to do. And you better be able to play hard and finish, because they're not going to stand for, you know, the culture that our guys have said just in a few short weeks is that they're studying and they're going hard and they're in condition.
What's your first impression been of those guys in that department?
I think they're making strides like a lot of other guys. You know, I think there's mistakes, but you know, hopefully we'll get things cleaned up tonight and be able to have a clean practice tomorrow.
What do you remember from your very first day in camp with the Steelers?
I was nervous. I looked around and, you know, I didn't know if I belonged. I mean, it was bigger, it was faster. There were really good players. And that's a long time ago. And I don't remember, that it was really great or really bad. It just was, you know, I know I was nervous and, you know, you always question at some point in time whether you belong, but, you know, the rookie camp's a little different. You know, that first training camp or that first camp with the veterans, that's a whole different ballgame.
Mike, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Special message for mom. What would you like to say to your mom?
Well, yeah, I do appreciate, you know, the one thing I told Amy and John when I interviewed here, that they asked about my family. I said I'm an only child. And I'm thankful that my parents raised an only child that was probably spoiled and had everything that he wanted, but also valued teamwork and toughness and hard work. So my dad made it a point to make sure that I enjoyed team sports, and my mom was right there all the way along. So obviously to my mom and to all our players' moms or whoever helped raise them, and to my wife, you know, I do wish them a happy Mother's Day.
You got a couple of guys from Ohio State, I guess, undrafted guys that have been with Kerry before. Is that kind of a little bit of an advantage for them, for they know what to expect?
You know, I think they may know what Kerry's personality is. That may help them with Kerry after the first initial shock of, who is this guy? But after that, I don't think that's really helped them. I think that whole group out there has really tried to improve and gotten better each day. Paul, I know you had a question. I don't want you to be at shortchanged.
What's the thinking in not letting us see these guys in a team period and not talking to anybody except the draft picks that we've already gotten to know?
Well, I think when I sit down with my staff and we evaluate, you know, what we're doing as a team, everything I do is to try to help us win. And what I try to make the decisions are what's in the best interest of the team. And for this particular instance, you know, this is the, you know, the policy that we've kind of set. It may be different. There's going to be a lot of things going forward that are going to be different. And there's going to be a lot of things that are similar. So for right now, you know, that's what the policy is.